We could write a book about what's happened to public higher education in our corner of the world and in many other places around the country. Somebody probably has written such a book. State colleges and universities took the brunt of the tax-cutting movement of the last three decades. Now, those colleges generally cost a lot more and offer a lot less in the way of programs. Southern Oregon University in Ashland recently announced a detailed plan for eliminating programs to get its budgetary house in order. Retrenchment is the term used. That word invokes contract language that allows faculty cuts. And heading up the whole effort is the president of Southern Oregon University and our guest on the exchange, Dr. Mary Cullinan. Dr. Cullinan, good to have you back here.
Good morning.
So tell us about what set this in motion once again. Just a little background here.
Well, really over the last couple of decades, but in the last 7 to 8 years, the state of Oregon has stepped away dramatically from funding higher education. We get millions of dollars less than we did only a few years ago. And we have, 1,000 students more than we had a few years ago. And so increasingly, students are having to pick up the cost, the vast majority of the cost for higher education. And so not only does that cause a problem for students and their families, but it puts a great challenge to the universities to reduce their costs so that we don't have to keep increasing the tuition. And so Southern Oregon University and other universities in Oregon at this time are really struggling with their finances to cut back costs and be good stewards, not just of the state's money, but of the students' money.
Was there a particular dollar figure you were trying to hit here?
Well, we ended up with a range because there are so many variables. So we have three scenarios, best, medium, and worst. And then the State Board of Higher Education and the Chancellor's Office required us to include a very worst case, just in case everything goes awry, because what we have are a number of variables, including faculty bargaining, which we're in the middle of right now. We don't know what our enrollment will be, of course, next fall, and we don't know what our state allocation will be. And so having so many unknowns, we decided to go with different scenarios ranging from 3.3 million in the best case to 5 million in the worst case. And then that very worst case, which is a whole different ballgame really, is 7 million. And so we're working around all of these variables as we work through our retrenchment process, which is a rather long but highly consultative process.
Now, I see that in all scenarios, from best to worst, and I assume that they would appear in very worst as well, you have majors proposed for elimination, and it looks like in particular physics programs take it very hard. What's going on there?
Well, physics is a very small program. They have actually a number of majors, and so we just simply have not been graduating many students there. We have a pre-engineering program that is a transfer program, essentially. It transfers very few students. Most of the students in pre-engineering end up starting there and then staying at SOU but majoring in other things. One of our challenges is that the state is beginning to change the way it funds higher ed so that it's going to focus on funding graduates, not just looking at the enrolled students. And so programs need to be showing that they graduate students. This is the 40-40-20 goal where the state really wants to see graduates, and they're giving a lot of incentives to those programs, to those schools that graduate students. So physics is a really difficult challenge for us, but we felt that given the really very, very tiny numbers, we needed to put it in the provisional plan. And I do need to add that this is a provisional plan. This is a draft. Part of this process entails that we come out at various points, which is why I've been on the show a couple times, at different points to make sure that there are opportunities for the students, for the faculty, for the staff, for people in the community to comment and to provide feedback and to provide creative ideas. And that's where we are right now. This is a draft plan.
Is there any physics major that would survive under the draft plan?
There would be no physics major. There would be physics classes. Mm-hmm. And that's true of any major or minor that goes away. For instance, art history. We're still offering art, but the art history major is being proposed to go away. Art history classes would still be offered. What happens with small majors is that you may have a good number of students in those freshman and sophomore courses, but then you get up to the major classes in junior and senior year, and if you don't have a sizable number of majors, you've got three or four people in a class, and you're graduating very small numbers.
Then it sounds like some of the classes are already with pretty small numbers in them. So, I mean, you're not affecting a great number of students, it sounds like, but how many faculty? I mean, that's really the key to this, isn't it?
That
you're saving money
is,
through faculty cuts.
Exactly. A lot of the cuts will come about through the adjuncts, the term-by-term numbers of faculty. But we also are proposing to cut tenure-track faculty lines. This plan calls for reduction of 7 lines this year. 2 of those lines that we're proposing are actually vacant at this time. So it would be 5 positions. And again, this is a provisional plan. But as I've been trying to explain to everybody on campus, if we don't reduce the costs, we don't meet the benchmarks that we have set. And we need to get to a strong fund balance for the university.
Dr. Mary Cullinan, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the president of Southern Oregon University. We're talking about the retrenchment process. You can join us at 800-838-3760 or 541-552-6782 or by email jx@jeffnet.org. As I look certainly at some of these, let's see, art history has been graduating an average over the last 5 years of 2.4 people. The art bachelor of fine arts, 5.2 people. 0 for the business chemistry co-major, business physics co-major, 0. Low on a couple of other areas, but international studies is also on the list here for consideration for removal. But it's been graduating 8.8 people on average over the last 5 years. That seems like a program that's actually got some interest in it.
It does, and it's a multidisciplinary program. And so most of the classes in that field are being offered in other departments. And so many of those classes would continue. But even graduating 8 people is a very small number. I mean, you really need to have, 60 or more declared majors in order to end up with course sizes of a reasonable size in the junior and senior year.
And so I want to ask about the physics thing in particular, because isn't FCU about to renovate its science building?
Yes.
Does that affect that process at all if you're talking about getting rid of some? So there will be physics courses, you mentioned, but
that's
not physics
right.
majors.
I don't know about that whole planning process, but as you say, there will be physics classes.
Mm-hmm. How do students keep from getting orphaned then? If they are in one of these majors now and they're a freshman or a sophomore, for example, what options do they have for the next 2-3 years?
Well, as we have put out in the provisional plan, students can declare any of these majors by March 15th of this year. And so they are free to do that. There will be a teach-out period. Any faculty who get noticed have a year's notice. We're going to work out program by program the teach-out plan. There is an option to do some things online or to, have other universities contribute classes. I don't think those are really options for us. I suspect we will be simply offering those classes to students as they teach out those majors. We are absolutely committed to students. In fact, we are required by law to provide the major, to enable the student to graduate in the major that he or she has declared.
Is it possible that some of these low graduation rates in some of these majors is cyclical? I mean, is there a chance for them to rebound if they were kept on the books?
Well, that's certainly possible. There could be, in some cases, the opportunity to simply not offer the major for a number of years. We did that actually before I came to SOU with our MBA. We stopped offering it at one point, but we didn't take it off the books. And so when there was a resurgence of interest, when I arrived, there was a strong interest in the MBA, and we could just bring it back without having to go through a whole process. So yes, that is an option.
So the public process, there is a public comment period going on, open now. Yes. Since this came out last week, is that right?
Came out last week, and so the 20 university day comment period goes until March 6th.
All right, and who can comment on that?
Anybody can comment, and there is a
anybody on campus or anybody
off campus.
Really?
So there's a State of the University website with a comment button you can hit, but people are sending emails to the provost, to the president's office, writing letters. And so, we are certainly receiving comments. Also, every program that's listed in the provisional plan must respond with some approach as to what their plan is. And so programs are also working on responses.
And so when does the decision get made? And is it simply by you and the provost, or is there a larger decision-making body?
Well, I have to be in communication with the chancellor's office and the State Board of Higher Education. So undoubtedly, as we gather our comments and work toward a final plan, we will be conferring with them. But we're also going to be very open in our discussions. We're having open forums and meetings. There are budget committee meetings, planning committee meetings, all sorts of open opportunities for us to have discussions about this.
Nothing ever seems to happen alone, because you have the retrenchment process after the prioritization process. There's the governance issue. You mentioned that there are contract negotiations with faculty right now. So I want to ask, though, about the governance issue, because this is about the time that SOU had to make a decision whether it was going to go for its own governing board, as has the University of Oregon, Oregon State University, and Portland State University. Is there a decision?
No, there's not a decision yet. The four smaller universities, Oregon Tech and Eastern and Western and Southern Oregon University, have jointly proposed a plan where each of us would have our own institutional governing board, but we would have a collaborative president's council that would include probably the chair of each of our governing boards, as well as the institution presidents and others, to ensure that we have a strong voice throughout Oregon, to ensure efficiencies and to be able to work together in a whole range of areas. So we are proposing that. And we've presented that to the State Board of Higher Education and also to a special legislative committee. And there will be further discussion. And the State Board will say yes or no in their thoughts on April 4th. But there still may be other options legislatively. I'm not sure what will happen next.
So everything is in motion at the same time. So, yeah, the people who report to you are in flux. The people you report to are in flux. This is just a whole world of change going on.
That's right. It's a very upsetting time. I do have to say I feel very sad for people on campus. The students are confused. I did meet with the Student Senate last night and help them understand that we are doing everything we can to make sure that there's a very minimal impact on students. The vast majority of students, well over 2,000 of our declared majors, are in five majors. And so you have these really large programs, and then you have these very tiny programs that are graduating one or two people a year. And truly, to be good stewards of the students' money, we have to be able to put our resources into the big programs.
You mentioned the Student Senate. Is it the Faculty Senate that is beginning a move to call for a vote of confidence on you?
On me and the provost and the vice president for finance. They're certainly concerned. I really do understand their stress and their tension. I would like us all to be working together. This is a time for SOU to be strong and stand together. But truly, it's very human in this time of stress for things to fragment, and I'm doing my best to hold everything together, but it is a very uncertain time. And I will say it's a time that is being experienced on many other campuses. There are two other campuses in Oregon that are in a very similar situation right now, and also in faculty bargaining. And there are institutions, especially small ones like ours, all over the country, that are really struggling with this change as the states step away from supporting universities.
Tough time all around. Retrenchment in progress at Southern Oregon University. Mary Cullinan is the president. Thank you so much for joining us once again on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.